Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Granny Hamner. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foytak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foytak. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is called out on strikes. One out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hamner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive towards short. Bridges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Power moves to third. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Power tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet strikes out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamner hits a line drive into right field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hamner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 1 in the game. Keane hits a pop-up towards third. Hamner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into right field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Maxwell moves to second. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris bunts towards third. Hamner fields it and throws to first for the out. Maxwell moves to third. Kaline moves to second. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. Berberet hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maxwell tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nixon for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0-for-1 in the game. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-to-1, Tigers. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-2 in the game. Keane takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamner hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berberet is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-2 in the game. Bridges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Bowling reaches third base with a triple. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Nixon for a passed ball. Bowling scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0-for-2 in the game. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Coot Veal now playing shortstop. Ed Fitzgerald pinch hits for Billy Martin. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Gary Bell. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brodowski now pitching. George Strickland now playing second base. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brodowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up towards third. Hamner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.